All right, good evening. Okay, so we are going to start on the bottom of Bez Dalet, two dots. There's two dots towards the bottom, about 9 lines up. And we're going to cover to the two dots in the bottom of Bez Dalet. Okay, that's what we're going to get to tonight. The shiur tonight is sort of a little bit of housekeeping. We're gonna focus on our Mishnah, which said that the earliest time to say Kriya Shema is Sefer Kohanim. The Mishnah itself actually says that's from the time that the Kohanim can start eating the Truma. And we're going to go through various other brisos, other opinions that talk about what that time exactly is. So that's what tonight's shiur is about, to really to go through and best define what that time of when we're first allowed to say Kriya Shema. That's the beginning of the time. And eventually, as we go through this Gemara later in the next few weeks, we're going to better define what the end of the time of Kriya Shema is. So we're going to focus tonight on the beginning of when the beginning time is. Okay, so let's start from the two dots. The Mishnah again has said that when is that we can start saying Kriya Shema? We can start saying Kriya Shema from the time that the Kohanim can begin to eat Truma. Okay, so Amar Mar, that's where we're starting from. Has the place? Amar Mar? Okay, no, we're on Bez Amud Aleph. We're starting with one page.
Good.
Towards the bottom. We have two dots. Amar Mar. Okay, so Amar Mar. Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Lecho B'Trumasim. From the time the Kohanim can begin to eat their Truma. The Gemara says, Michde Kohanim Emas Ka'achli Truma. When is it that Kohanim, when is it that they can begin to eat their Truma? Meaning, if a coin was coming, he then has to go to the mikvah to become tahor, and there are some circumstances where he might have to bring a korban afterwards, such as if he was a metzorah or if he was a zav. In these situations, he would have to bring a korban in addition the next morning. So after he would become tahor, he then can eat truma. So michtekam emas ka'achli truma. So when is it that time that after they become tahor they can eat their truma? The answer is mishas. The Gemara explains that that time point, that reference, is when the stars come out at night. When you can see three medium-sized stars at night, that is the time that the Kohanim are allowed to then eat their Truma. But the reference of the Mishnah, the way in which the Mishnah describes it, is from the time the Kohanim can eat their Truma. The Mishnah doesn't say that you can start saying Kriya Shema from the time that the stars come out. It simply says from the time that the Kohanim can eat their Truma. So the Gemara asks, the Lisne, why doesn't the Mishnah say Mishas Seisa Kochavim? Say it straight. Meaning, if the time point, the time reference is from the time that the stars come out, the Mishnah should have said that directly. In other words, sometimes you have an illustration of a time point. Like, I mean, sometimes you could say, well, the time is, you know, your bedtime is 9 o'clock. Or you can say, your bedtime is after dinner. One is saying it directly at 9 o'clock. One is saying it's referenced to something else. When you finish dinner, so say it straight. Say that the time that you can say, meaning our Mishnah should have said it straight. When is it that you can start saying Kriya Shema? From the time the stars come out. Why does it have to say it that the time is when the Kohanim can eat the Truma, which, by the way, happens to be when the stars come out? Why is it in an indirect way? So the Gemara explains, Milsa Agav Urche Kamash Malan. The Mishnah comes to teach us something else by way of teaching us when you can say Kriya Shema, to also let you know, Kohanim Emas Ka'achli Truma, to also let me, in addition to when you can start Truma, the Mishnah wanted to also teach you when is it that the Kohanim can start eating their Truma, from the time that when the night stars come out. Then what is the additional information there, what was unknown to us, because the Hakamash Malan wants to teach us the following. The Kapara Lo Ma'akva. They don't have to wait for Kapara. What's a Kapara? The atonement. The atonement through the Korban. They don't have to wait for the next morning when they'll bring their Korban in order to eat the Truma. Let's explain for a second. The process of a Kohen who's going to become Tahor, who was, for example, either a Mitzorah or he was a Zav. He was some form of Tumah. That requires two steps. He first has to go ahead, and he has to, at the end of the, go into the mikvah. He has to count 7 days. He then goes into the mikvah. Then, before nightfall, he comes on the seventh day. He goes to Mikvah before nightfall. Then there is nightfall. The next morning, on the eighth day, he brings the korban. So you might have thought that the Kohen cannot eat his truma until he brings his korban on the eighth day in the morning. Comes our Mishnah to teach us that the Kohen can eat his truma already from nightfall, as long as he's gone into the mikvah. And then the night has begun. That means the seventh day is completely over. And now it's already nighttime, fully nighttime. The Kohen can already eat truma. He doesn't have to wait until the next day that he brings his korban. That is an additional piece of information that our Mishnah is teaching us, because it indirectly told us that the time you can say Kriya Shema is the time that the Kohen can eat their truma, which happens to be when the stars come out at night. So we learn two halachos. Number one, we learn that we can all say Kriya Shema at the time of nightfall. Number two, we learn that the Kohanim do not have to wait until the next day when they bring their korban. They can already eat their truma from the time of nightfall the day before. Okay? Good. Kidatanya, this halacha is also brought down in a braisa, which quotes a pasuk. Uba Hashemesh v'saher. It says by regarding the Kohen, when he eats his truma, it says that the Ba Hashemesh, that the sun has set, the sun has left, v'saher, and he is now tahor, which means Biashemsho me'akvaso mila'cho b'truma. The setting of the sun, the completion of that day, the end of the seventh day, when the sun will set and the stars will come out, that is when he's allowed to eat truma. The pasuk itself tells us, when is it they can eat truma? From the time the sun has gone down, the day is over, and the stars are out. Ve'en kaparaso me'akavaso me'lacho b'truma. But his korban is not the critical moment with which he's then allowed to eat truma. Because the pasuk focuses on the sun being set and finished, and the day being over, and the eighth day starting at night. That is the critical time point which is allowed to eat truma. So the pasuk itself teaches us that Kohanim can eat their truma from nightfall. They don't have to wait until they bring their korban the next day. So the Gemara then asks, discussing this pasuk of Uba Hashemesh v'taher, Mimai dahai Uba Hashemesh, Bias Hashemesh. How do you know that when the pasuk says that when the sun comes, it means that it has set, that the day is over, and Vahai v'taher, and that when it says in the pasuk that he has been cleansed, it means Taher Yoma. That means that the day is finished. The day is Mitar. The day is completely over. That the words of the pasuk mean that the sun is set and the day is completely gone. When is the day completely gone? When the stars are out. That's when the day is, there's no vestiges of the day left. There's no rays of sun on the horizon. The stars are out already. It's completely, completely finished. How do you know that that's the explanation of the pasuk, which we just said? Maybe, the Gemara says in the next Amud, Dilma, perhaps, Bias Orohu. Maybe when we say Uba Hashemesh, we mean morning when the sun comes, not when it's set. It means when the sun rises in the morning. And what does Vitaher mean? Uba Hashemesh, the sun has risen. Vitaher means Taher Gavra. Bring your korban. Finish the process of your becoming Tahor. Bring your korban. So meaning, you might have thought that the pasuk should be described in a way that means the Kohen can eat his truma when the sun rises and he brings his korban. Why do we read the pasuk the other way, which means the sun sets and the day is completely gone, the stars are out at night? The Gemara says, I don't see that in the pasuk. There's another way of reading the pasuk, an alternative way, which gives a different halacha. That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Barbashila, in Kain Le Makra, if the explanation was that we're talking about the morning and that the sun will rise and we're instructing the Kohen, go be Matayer. Go ahead and bring your korban. We're instructing him. We're commanding him. Bring your korban, v'tahir. It should have said le makra v'yitar. V'yitar is the language of sivui. V'yitar. Go ahead and cleanse yourself. V'tahir is a passive way of speaking, meaning that when the sun sets, passively the day is over. Obviously, meaning one will lead to the other. When the sun is completely set and there's no vestiges of the sun left, there's no any rays of sun on the horizon whatsoever, okay, that means the day is finished. The taher is completely done. If it meant that we command the Kohen, go ahead, finish the process of, of your purification and bring your korban, it should have used the language of the pasuk of not vitaher, v'yitar, go, like a command. Go ahead and cleanse yourself with your korban. So therefore, the explanation of the pasuk isn't my vitaher. Therefore, since it says in the pasuk the more passive forms of the language of the word vitaher and become like complete, therefore it means the day is completely finished. Vitar, it means vitaher yoma, that the day is completely finished. The seventh day is over. The night has come, and that means tefa kochavim. When the stars come out, the day is complete. The previous day is completely gone. There's no like. The evening is, there's no like evening, there's no any more hint of the day. It's nighttime. That's what the pasuk means.
They didn't convince me, I must tell you.
You're not convinced. So you are like the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Because the B'marava, so in Israel, the B'marava, right, in the West, so had the Rava Barbashila Sloshmilu, they didn't quite like his explanation. Ubo la mibaya. They asked the question, an open question. Hi Uba Shemesh Bia Shemeshu Umay Vitar Vitar Yoma. They want to know, does the pasuk mean, do we translate the pasuk of Uba Shemesh to mean that the night has, the sun has set? And when it says Vitar, it means that the day is completely over. O Dilma, or perhaps Bias Orohu, maybe the pasuk means that it means the sun is risen in the morning. Umay Vitar Vitar Gavra. And that we're now saying that the Kohen should go and bring his korban, meaning we're referring to the morning time, that he's not going to be allowed to eat his truma until the morning they bring his korban. Meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't see, like Rava Barbashila, they didn't see that the pasuk itself is clearly telling us which way it means, whether it means the nighttime or whether it means the daytime. Because they don't think that the pasuk is clearly indicating that it should have said vitaher versus yitar. They don't like that distinction.
So what does that mean? The thinking that only in the morning you can eat betruma?
They thought that the pasuk itself is inconclusive. If you just read the pasuk, it is inconclusive whether it means to tell us that he can eat his truma at night, or whether the pasuk means that he can eat his truma only by the next morning. They thought it's inconclusive. The pasuk itself. So therefore, they looked at a braisa for the halacha to clarify the pasuk. I mean, they looked at the halacha, the tradition of the law, to then go back to the pasuk and explain how the pasuk is best interpreted. So v'hadr pashtu lam braisa, they went ahead and they answered how to read the pasuk based on a braisa. Midikai b'braisa, because it says in the braisa, and we're going to quote the end of this braisa, but the beginning of the braisa says, it says that when the kohanim are allowed to eat their truma is when we can say kriya shema. Simen Ludavar, what is the sign that the time of the Kohanim? What does it mean when the Kohanim can eat their truma? Simen, this is the quote of the Braitha, this is like a quote. Simen Ludavar, the sign, the proof of when we can do that is Tesukachavim, when the night comes. Meaning, the Braitha is clearly telling us that the halacha is Kohanim can eat their truma at night. Now, once I know that piece of information, like once I have that piece of information of law taught to me, I go back to the pasuk and I know that the pasuk has to mean Uba Hashemesh V'taher means that the sun has set and the day is completely over.
The Braisa is the Masorah.
Yes, the Braisa is the Masorah, is the halacha tradition, and therefore, based on that, we are now interpreting the pasuk based in light of the law, as opposed to saying that the pasuk is the source for the law. In this case, the law is the way in which we best interpret this pasuk. You see it? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit, meaning that because the pasuk itself is inconclusive. If we were to read the pasuk by itself, there wouldn't be a clear explanation for what it would be. But because we have indication in the tradition of the law passed down in the form of a braisa, in the form of this tradition written in the braisa, that the kohanim can eat their truma at night, we now go back to the pasuk and we read the pasuk in light of that braisa to teach us, which is to translate the pasuk as the sun has set. Vitaher yom means and the day is completely over. When is the day completely over? Like there's nothing left in the day. That's when the stars are out. Okay, so
to convince anybody what the meaning of the word shemesh, They only brought the brighter and they are relying on the brighter.
Correct.
You have to say it.
That's correct. Okay. So, Shema Amida, that's the explanation. So now we're up to the two dots. Okay, the next two dots. And now what we're going to do is, ultimately from now to the end of this Amud, we are going to list other brisas, which describe other definitions for when we can start saying Kriyat Shema. Okay, so far we have only described from the time that the Kohen can eat their Truma, that is the time that we can say Kriyat Shema, which is Seita Kochavim. Okay. So Amar Mar. Mar said as follows. When the time the Kohen can eat their Truma is when we say Kriyat Shema. Viraminhi, and we bring a contradiction from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Me'ema Saikorim Es Shema, when is it that we can start saying Kriyat Shema? The Arvin at night. Mishaha'ani Nichnas Lecho Pito B'melach, from the time that a poor person begins to eat his bread and salt, meaning he is eating his dinner, his supper. Ad Sha'a She'omed L'Fater Mitoch Sudas, from the time that his meal is complete. That's a very short time. Remember, our Mishnah had said that the time of Kriyat Shema is from the time of Seita Kochavim, from the time that the Kohanim eat their Truma, until either the first Ashmora from the first of the watch of the Kohanim, from the first period of night, or until Chatzos, until the midnight, or until we said the next morning. This is a we had three explanations. We had either the first the first guard, the first watch, or until Chatzos, which is midnight, or until the morning. That was our Mishnah. This Braisa is obviously a shorter time frame because it says the time you can say Kriyat Shema is from the time that the Ani begins his meal to the time that he ends his meal. Okay, now let's see what the Gemara does with this. Let's see what the Gemara does with this piece of information. So the Gemara says, Seifa Vadai Pliga Amasnisen. The end of the time of Kriyat Shema, the Seifa, the end when the Kriyat Shema period is over, the nighttime Kriyat Shema is over. This Braisa, which says it's from the time that the Ani completes his meal, is obviously in contradiction to our Mishnah, which has a much longer time period. That's number one. But what about the beginning of this Braisa? The Braisa says in the Reisha, in its beginning, when does Kriyat Shema start? From the time that the Ani begins his meal. Now I ask you, is that in argument with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says it's from the time that the Kohanim eat their Truma. Is the time that the Ani eats his meal, is that different than the time of the Kohanim, or is it the same time? So the Gemara says it's not in any conflict. Ani, v'kohen chad shi'uruhu, it's actually the same time. Both the Ani begins his meal at Seita Kochavim, and the Kohanim begin to eat their truma after they went and became tahor at the same time. It's really referencing the same time point with a different illustration. Like both are giving an illustration, an example, but ultimately both are the same end point. They're both the reference is really to Seita Kochavim. Now, Rashi says, by the way, Rashi says that when is it that the Ani eats his meal? So Rashi explains, the Ani eats his meal. Now most people eat their night meal at night, when it's completely nighttime, meaning the already a little after Seita Kochavim. But an Ani, because he doesn't have every single night a candle available to him to eat his meal, so what he does is he will start his meal at the very moment of nighttime. Rashi says, Shein lo ner, he has no candle, so he's going to start at that very moment when the stars are out, because at that moment it is the least dark of the night. Because he has no candle, he wants to eat at the very quick first moment of nighttime. As soon as night, he'll eat his night meal at the very first moment of night, because he wants to use whatever perhaps slight glow of the sun or glow of the star is available at the very beginning of the night. He'll take advantage of that because he might not have a candle. Okay, that's one possibility. The other explanation, and we'll see that explanation it might be difficult with what we're going to say later, but I'm going to hold off because I don't want to confuse anyone. The Meiri has a little bit of a different explanation. The Meiri says, why is it that the Ani eats earlier in the night than most other people? Because whereas you and I, when we eat our meal, so it's a nice, what is it? Our wife doesn't just give us bread and salt. We eat a nice, okay, we have some fish, we have some chicken, we have a meal. And it takes some time to prepare. So when we, and present, it's not just like, here it's right in front of you. You might have to prepare for a few minutes. You have to present it to the people who are eating by serving it to them. So, but an ani, so therefore maybe your meal might start a few minutes after nightfall has begun because it takes a few minutes to prepare and present to the people who are eating. For the poor person, you see here in the Braisa, it references not just that he's poor, but it references pito b'melach. Why does it say that that the ani is eating his bread and salt? Are we trying to denigrate him? Are we trying to like put him down? He's just eating his bread and salt. Everyone else is eating a nice meal. The Meir explains that the Braisa here is being very precise. The reason why the ani eats his meal earlier than you and I is because all he's eating is bread and salt, which requires no preparation time and requires no presentation time. It's all, his entire meal is in front of him. It's the bread and salt, that's it. And he doesn't need any time before night has begun to start his meal. There's no preparation and there's no presentation. And that's why his meal will start precisely at Seta Kochav, when the night begins. That's the Meiri's explanation.
But
either way,
it's clear that the example is kind of weak.
Either way, the example that we are giving in this Braisa is, at this point, we are assuming the same ultimate time as the example of when the Kohanim eat their Truma. Meaning, when you hear, when the Ani eats his meal, and when you hear Kohanim are eating their Truma, it means, like the definition is, Seta Kochavim. Okay, good. Let's continue. Zeraminhi, we have another Braisa, which has a different discussion. When is it that we can start saying Krishma in the evening at night? Misha shebnei Adam, not Ani, a regular person, nichnasim lechol pitam be'arve Shabbatot, when they eat their meal on Erev Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And when do you eat your meal on Erev Shabbos? You start a little earlier. When do you start Shabbos? You start Shabbos at already Shkia, when the sun has set. And you're going to eat your meal already after the night the sun has set. You're going to eat it a little even before the night has come. That is Divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay. The Chachamim say no. Misha Shachayim Zachayim Lecho B'Trumasam. You can say Kriyashma from the time the Kohen can eat their Truma, meaning Simon Ladavar, what does that mean when the Kohen eat their Truma? Seisa Kochavim, from the time that the stars come out. So we have a debate between Rav Meir and the Chacham. Rav Meir says that from the time that you start your meal on Erev Shabbos, and the Chacham say no, it's a little bit later by the time it's Seisa Kochavim. Okay. The Gemara then says, that's the bright thing. The Gemara says, "V'achol pishem ra'el davar zeichel davar." Oh, sorry, the Braisa is the continuation of the Braisa. Even though there's no direct proof, but there's a hint to this idea that Seisa Kochavim is when the night really begins. That's why you can say Kriyat Shema. Shenamar says in the pasuk in Nehemiah, "V'anachnu." This is referring to the people who are building the chomos, the walls of Yerushalayim. "V'anachnu osim b'malacha." We were there. Nehemiah is recording. We were there working, building the walls. V'chetziyam, and some of the people were machzikim b'remachayim. They were holding remachayim. Remachim? Oh, I think remachayim, no? Remachim? Okay. They are holding spears. Me'alot ha-shachar, from dawn, ad-tis-tokochavim. Meaning they were there to hold the spears to guard the ones who were doing work. They shouldn't be attacked from the marauders, from the bandits around. And until they were able to build the walls and protect themselves in Yerushalayim. Okay. The Omer, and furthermore, v'hayu lanu halayla mishmar, v'hayom melacha. The night was we were guarding ourselves, and the day was work. So if you put the two together, my v'omer. So what? Why is that the quote? Second pasuk to tell us that the day was work. So it says come to teach us v'chitam. And if you want to think. Michi Arva Shimsha, from the time that the sun sets, Lailuhu, meaning not from when the stars come out, but earlier, as soon as the sun has set, right, which is obviously sunset is earlier than the nightfall, first the sun sets, then it's like Bana Shmashos, it's where the evening is, and then you have complete night when the stars come out. So you might have thought that when is night? From the time the sun has set. The inhu, the machshechei umachtime. You might have thought that these workers, they pushed past the day into a little bit the early parts of the night, meaning they worked past day into the night until the stars came out. But when is the definition of the night? Of course, you might think the definition of night is from the time the sun sets. Therefore, Tashema, it comes to teach us, v'hayu lanu halayla mishmar, the night, the entire night was when we did not work. It was mishmar, it was only guarding when we protect ourselves. The hayom, and the entire day was malacha. So therefore, what is the entire day? The entire day means from Muda Shachar says, until Me'alot HaShachar, until Tzitzit HaChavim, until the night the stars came out, that was considered daytime, where they were doing work. Meaning, when is the night officially start? Tzitzit HaChavim. That's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. This is the hint to when night really begins from the Pasuk in Nehemiah. And that is the shita of the Chachamim, who say, you say Krishna from that time of Tzitzit HaChavim. Rav Meir says, you begin earlier by the time that you start your meal on Erev Shabbat. This is a little bit earlier during Bein Hashmashim, after the sun is gone. Okay. The Gemara says, we assume, we might have thought, the Ani u'bnei Adam, Chadshir, who the time that the Ani, the poor person, eating his meal, and the time that regular people are eating their meal on Erev Shabbat, is the same time. The Amis Ani Bekoin Kachiru, and if you also say, as we said before, that the Ani eating his meal and the time that the Kohanim also eat their Truma is also the same time point, then Chacham Hainir Meir. To say this straight, if A equals, let's say time point A is the time that the Aniim eat their Suda, time point B is when all of us eat our Erev Shabbos meal. Time point C is when the Kohanim eat their Truma. If we say that A equals B and B equals C, then they're all the same. They're all Tzitzit HaChavim. And then the Chachamim and Rav Meir are the same Shita. They're saying the same thing. Because Rav Meir says from the time that the people eat their meal Erev Shabbos, the Chachamim says from the time the Kohanim eat their Truma. If they're all the same time point, there's no debate. The Brisa is recording two opinions that are the same thing. It must be they're arguing if they're listening two different times. So that can't be true. It can't be that all these time frames, all these time examples are the same time point. Not possible. Rather, it has to be different. So instead, Ella Shmamina Ani Shur L'chud, the Kohen Shur L'chud, it must be that the time point of the Aniyin is different than the time point of a Kohen eating his Truma. So my answer is no. Ani v'koim chadu, the ani, when the ani eats his meal, that's Tzitzit HaChavim. When Kohanim eat their meal, when the Kohanim eat their truma, that's also Tzitzit HaChavim. That's chad shiur, that's the same time. V'ani v'nei adam, but the poor people, when they eat their meal, and v'nei adam, when the rest of us, when we eat our Erev Shabbat suda, that's lav chad shiur, that's not the same time. Meaning, we would eat our Shabbat meal before the aniyim, and that's the explanation. Meir is a different shita. Meaning, if we're just trying to line it up, there's a few examples of when we can say Krishma. The first earliest time would be when the people eat their Erev Shabbos meal. That's different than when the Aniyim eat their meal, and that's different when the Kohanim are going to eat their Truma. Just hold the three examples in your mind. What we're saying at this point is that Ani and Kohanim are the same. Those two time points are equivalent. They're both states of Kohanim. And the time in which the regular people eat their Erev Shabbos meal, that is a separate earlier time frame. So if you're keeping score at home, so far we have two times in which you can say Krishma. Rav Meir's time, which is when people eat their meal Erev Shabbos, and the second time, which is the Chachamim, Tzitzit HaChavim, which is Kohanim eating Truma, which is the Aniyim eating their meal. So far, so good? Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second, is it really true then, Ani, when he eats his meal, the exact same time a Kohanim can eat their Truma, the Ani v'Kohen Chachir, Ruhu, is that true? V'Ramindi, we have another Brisa which says the opposite. Me'emasai, okay, this is going to be five Shitas, so we have to get this together. So this is like, can I keep track? Me'emasai Masin L'Kosh Kirishma Barakim. When is it that you're allowed to say Krishma at night? Misha shekidish hayom be'er Shabbat. From the time that you're mekadesh the day on Erev Shabbat. When is it that you're mekadesh the day on Erev Shabbat? So that's the Anashmashos, meaning as soon as the sun has set, and now it's between day and night, it's between sunset and it's called Eretz Anashmashos, okay? So, that, you know, you say it's dusk, right? That's the evening between, before it's fully night. So that's the first time frame. That's Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So let's hold that number one. Rabbi Eliezer is saying that you can say Kriya Shema already from the time of dusk, from the time of Bein HaShemashos. That's number one. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, is number two, Mishah Shekhan Mitarim Lecho B'Chumasim, from the time that Kohanim can eat their Truma. That's number two. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Mishah Shekhan Tovlim Lecho B'Chumasim, from the time the Kohanim dip in the mikvah to eat their Truma. Now, in parentheses for a second here, the Gemara says, Omer Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says to Meir, wait a second. How can it be that you can say Krishma from the time the Kohanim go into the mikvah? When do the Kohanim go into the mikvah? Mi be'od yom hin tovim. They go into the mikvah during the daytime. The sun's up in the sky. They go before it's night, before the sun has set, they go into the mikvah. So Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Meir, how can it be that we say Krishma? Like Rabbi Meir's example is when the Kohanim go into the mikvah. But that's daytime. That can't be. So we're going to later on, not today, but we're going to get to it. Gemara is going to explain what Rav Meir means. Rav Meir has an answer for Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda asks a powerful question on Rav Meir. How can it be that we mean that the time is when they go into the mikvah? That makes no sense because that's daytime. Okay, but that's number opinion number three. When they call them going to the mikvah. Opinion number four, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Mishasha. The time that the ani eats his meal, his bread and salt. That's number four. Rabbi Achai, the Amri la Rabbi Acha, it's Rabbi Achai, and some say it's the opinion of Rabbi Acha, Omer, Mishasha Rov Bni Adam Nichnasin Lasev. It's the time that most people go to eat their meal at night. Okay, so we have five opinions. Just to recap, five opinions. The first is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, from the time that you're Mekadesh Shabbos, when you're Mekadesh Shabbos, from the time already the sun has set, meaning it's dusk, from Bein HaShemashos. Number two, Rabbi Yeshua, from the time the Kohanim eat their Truma. Number three, Rabbi Meir, from the time the Kohanim go into the Mikvah. Number four, Rabbi Chanina, who says from the time that an Ani eats his meal. Number five, Rabbi Achai or Rabbi Acha, who says from the time that most people eat their meal. And by the way, that's the latest time. Okay, that's already after sometime after Tetzah Kochavim. Okay, so the Gemara now points out, the Amris Ani Bekoin Chashiru, if you say that the time then Ani eats his meal is the same exact time, equals the same time that the Kohanim eat their Truma, if those two time points are literally identical, well, then we have a problem. Because then Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Chanina had said the time point is in this Braisa from the time that the Kohani eats his meal. And Rabbi Yeshua says from the time that the Kohanim eat their Truma. If those two time points are the same, they're redundant opinions. A Braisa would not list two opinions which are exactly identical, and yet they're listed separate. So it must be those two are different. El Lash Mamina must mean to teach us that the Shiur Dani Lechud, the Shiur de Kohen Lechud Shmamina. So now we have a definitive thing. The time that the Ani eats his meal is sometime after Tetzah Kochavim. The Ani is going to be after Tetzah Kochavim. The time that the Kohanim eat their Truma is exactly at the moment of Tetzah Kochavim. So to say it now, to be clear, we have one opinion which says that you can say Kriya Shema already during Bein HaShemashos. That's the first opinion in this Braisa. We have an opinion which says that it is from the very moment, the precise moment of Tetzah Kochavim. We have another opinion which says it's from the time that the Ani can eat his meal. When is that? Maybe a minute after Tetzah Kochavim. Because how long does it take an Ani to prepare his meal? Maybe a minute. The last opinion, the latest opinion, is that it's from the time that all of us eat our meal, which would be a few minutes, sometime a little bit after Tetzah Kochavim. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, not sure exactly how long, but it's a little bit after Tetzah Kochavim. That's the different opinions that we have in this Braisa. So the Gemara says, Hai minayhu me'uchar. Which time period is later? Is it the time that the Kohanim eat their Truma, or is it the time that the Ani eats his meal? So we say, Mistabra Ani me'uchar. The time of the poor person eating his meal is later in the time of the Kohanim, eat their truma. Di'amrit ani mukdam. Because if you say that the ani comes before Tzitzit Kohanim, during Bein HaShemashos, then Rabbi Chanina Hainer Rabbi Eliezer, then the time of the ani eating his meal would be during Bein HaShemashos, which is the exact same thing that Rabbi Eliezer said, which is that you can say Krishma from the time that you're Mekadesh Shabbos, which is Bein HaShemashos. They would be the same opinion. Meaning, if we said the ani was the time the ani eats his meal is earlier than Tzitzit Kohanim, meaning Bein HaShemashos, dusk, that would be the same opinion as the first opinion in the Braisa, which is Rabbi Eliezer, who says they can eat it during Bein HaShemashos. And they're listed as separate opinions in the Braisa, so they can't be the same. Which means the ani is not before Tzitzit Kohanim, the ani is the ani eats his meal after Tzitzit Kohanim, just like you said. So, Mistabra Dani Muhar Diamas Ani Mukdam Rabihanina Hainu Rabiliazar Elilav Shmamina the Ani Muhar, that the time that the Ani eats his meal is after Tzitzit Kohanim, like by a minute or so, a little bit after. Shmamina, that's the definitive proof. So again, just to recap, that's where we're gonna end here tonight. To recap, we discussed our Mishnah says that the time that you can start saying Kriya Shema is the time that the Kohanim can eat their truma. We asked, why is it that the Mishnah doesn't say straight the time it takes the Kohanim? Why does it give us only an illustration? The answer is, it's a separate idea that teaches us to tell us that Kohanim don't have to wait till the next morning until they bring their korban to eat their truma. They can already eat their truma from this, as when they go to the mikvah, and then the night has started when the stars come out. From Tzitzit Kohanim, they can already eat their truma at night. They don't have to wait till the next morning. Then we listed a number of brisos which have different ways of describing when it is, and different opinions, when it is that you can say your Kriya Shema. Our Mishnah is one of those opinions. Our Mishnah says, say the Kohanim. But the other opinions we have, one was Bein HaShemashos, during the time period between sunset and when the stars come out. Another opinion was exactly at Tzitzit Kohanim, that was Kohanim in Truma. The other opinion was when the Ani, the poor person, can eat his meal. That's like a minute or two after Tzitzit Kohanim. The last opinion was when all of us eat our meal, which is, a little bit later after Tzitzit Kohanim, sometime even a little bit further into the night. So that is going to be the earliest time in which you can say your Kriya Shema. Okay, we're going to continue next Sunday, starting from the two dots at the bottom of Beis Hamikdash. Okay, yes, you can.